Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a very special concert, a show that's coming up for Sunday, February 18th. You are going to want to get your tickets. Joining us in studio is one of the performers. Gail Selkirk is here. We're going to be talking about Never Too Late for Love, a concert with Glenn Dias. Gail, it's wonderful to have you
here
at the studio.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
And hello to everybody out there.
I wish you would have brought your keyboards in. We could have maybe had to play something for us. But Gail, next time. Gail, we're so looking forward to this concert. When you and Glenn get together for shows, there's just something magical that happens.
Thank you, Jamie. Yeah, we strive to do our best to make everything magical. We practice a lot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's Glenn Dias, it's you, and you both perform individually and together. Is that what we're expecting?
This is the scoop. I do a solo act myself for the beginning, and I do the first show, and then Glenn comes out, and I accompany him. Play for him.
Perfect. Yeah. And Gail, I've seen you perform many times, and I have to ask you, you're up on stage, it's solo piano, if you will, but I'm always fascinated, absolutely fascinated by the variety of songs that you play. This isn't just, shall we say, parlor music. You've done everything, and I mean
including parlor music.
But I'm just really taken back, because I've heard you play the McCoys, I've heard you play Eminem on piano, like everything. Yeah. It's incredible. Led Zeppelin, I believe,
right.
and Queen. It's just, how do you bring that to something like this?
I'll tell you why I do this. I go online, I go on the internet, and then I look at the songs that have got the most views. It's really practical, very, very, well, it's not simple to play, but it's a simple concept. I go, oh, this has got like 362 million views. I'm going to see if I can play that on the piano and adapt that, you know, because I'm sure that my audience, because they would know it, would like to hear this in a different perspective, just on the piano and the voice with nothing else. And then in the middle, I usually I compose a little concerto, usually in the middle of things, a lot of time anyway, and just to sort of personalize it more. People seem to like it. People are surprised about it. Yeah.
And I love your passion with regards to playing. You really, it's quite a, I don't want to say an attack on the piano, but there's a lot of passion in your playing.
Well, thank you very much. People tell me I play like a truck driver.
I was not expecting that.
My mother used to say, Gail, don't sing so loud. Gail, don't play so, don't pound.
Oh, come on. Now, you and Glenn Dias, what a combination this makes. Because, again, you have your particular style, and then Glenn Dias has his particular style, but you really come together for something like this.
Well, we've been doing this on and off for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, plus we practice.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. So what can we expect for Never Too Late for Love? This is going to be just after Valentine's Day, we should say.
Yes. Glenn never likes to disclose what he's doing, but I got to tell you, Jamie, we are doing a new show, and we will have a couple of favorites of our audience, but mostly it will be a brand new show for me and for Glenn.
Okay, so again, it's Glenn Dias and Gail Selkirk, Never Too Late for Love, and we should mention it is happening at Revival House. What a great venue.
Oh, Jamie, I'm going to insert, this is the time to insert something. I'm going to play the grand piano.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to play the grand piano instead of playing my...
The standard sort of keyboard,
yeah,
if you will. Oh, my goodness. For the whole show?
Yes.
Is that, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So you're going to want to get your tickets. It's for Sunday, February 18th, and it's a matinee performance, so it's an afternoon get-together.
Yes. And you can get tickets from Ticket Scene online. I think that you can get them from the Revival hosts. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, but as you get, if you do get your tickets, we do strongly suggest dinner reservations or reserving a table as well.
Absolutely, because they want to know, you know, they just want to know the lay of the land and, and how many people are coming. And basically, people are already, they've already given a person a seat.
Yeah, exactly. So it's again Sunday, February 18th at Revival House in Stratford. It is a 2 o'clock show. Tickets are just $25. What are you waiting for? Get your tickets. Or if you run into Glenn Diaz in downtown Stratford, chances are he'll have tickets
I'll
too.
I'll have tickets too.
And you'll have tickets as well? Yes. All right. So if you run into Gail or Glenn, they got tickets. Hit them up for tickets and don't miss this wonderful concert. Never Too Late for Love. And for Gail, do you like a particular genre of music? I mean, folks may not know you were with Major Hoople's Boarding
right.
House.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular love for, is it rock? Because you do it all, really.
Well, I like it all, and mostly I like it all, but I'm sort of a scientist of music. I'm a musical scientist, and so I'm always curious about other kinds of music. So I run the whole gamut of rock, jazz, blues, opera, Eminem.
We don't have the visuals to go along with this, so that's great. And we should mention too, you sing as well. It's
yes.
It's not just the keyboards, but you're singing and just having a wonderful performance. Glenn Diaz and Gail Selkirk, Never Too Late for Love. Pick up your tickets now. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Gail Selkirk. Gail, pleasure chatting. We'll have to have you back in maybe and play something for us.
You know what? Thank you, Jamie. I certainly appreciate it, and I know Glenn did too.